Jägermeister is Germany's best-selling liquor export to the United States. Last year, more than 12 million bottles of the herbal drink were guzzled at bars and college campuses across America. It's so popular that the name brand has inspired songs and even rock bands. NPR's Guy Raz pursued the secrets of Jägermeister at its source in central Germany.
Jägermeister is an acquired taste. To its detractors, the iodine-colored liquid tastes like sweetened iodine. But to the millions of Jägermeister's devotees, the mysterious and strong liquor made from 56 herbs is the welcome mat to a wild weekend of inebriation. Nadine Klaber runs the export department at Jägermeister's modest headquarters in the German town of Wolfenbüttel. They don't give formal guided tours here. Still, Nadine Klaber gets more than 100 requests a month from American tourists asking for a look around the vaunted halls of Jäger. On a recent afternoon, she obliged once again.
So this is our herbal warehouse, where all the ingredients are stored for the production of Jägermeister.
The aroma inside is unmistakable. A melange of dried orange peel, tamarind, cinnamon.
Saffron from Spain, the most expensive ingredient. Ginger root and star anise, lavender, chamomile.
And so on and so forth. Once the herbs are crushed together, the process of making Jägermeister begins.
So we got the herbal mixture. The herbal mixture is put in here, and then there's added an alcohol-water mixture to get the concentrate out of the herbs, roots, and fruits, and it's a cold maturation process.
The recipe was invented in 1934 by a down-and-out chemical manufacturer. Jägermeister, which means hunt master in German, was relatively inexpensive and perfect for the cold German winters. Over time, it became the preferred drink of brown bag drunks. But while the drink maintains a distinctly lowbrow reputation here in Germany, in America, the companies managed to strike gold. The reason is simple marketing. The company sponsors Jägerettes and Jäger dudes to canvas America's bars, promoting the bittersweet liquor. But more important, says Nadine Klaber, are the Jäger bands.
We sponsor Jäger bands in the United States. New bands, upcoming bands, and, Ozfest.
Among the hundreds of Jäger bands is Anger Management. They're a pretty good example of what it takes to be a Jäger band. There are dozens of fan websites and publications devoted to the drink. An independent singer-songwriter, Lee Totten, penned and recorded his own homage to the drink.
Woke up on the kitchen floor, breath smells just like cow manure. What I did last night, yeah, I'm not sure. Thank you, Jägermeister. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, Jägermeister.
An ode that millions of college students will no doubt identify with during the summer months. Guy Raz, NPR News, Wolfenbüttel, in central Germany.